Track 10, Christmas at Our Grand Houses. From gardens magically lit up with twinkly fairy lights to festive crafting, the National Trust really gets into the spirit of Christmas at Blickling, Fellbrigg and Oxborough.
Three of the county's grandest historic houses are in the care of the National Trust. And at Christmas, the teams at Blickling Hall, Oxborough Hall and Fellbrigg Hall ensure that the Norfolk treasures are decked out beautifully and in keeping with their period surroundings to welcome visitors in search of seasonal cheer. Jacobean Blickling Hall is one of Norfolk's most photographed landmarks. A Tudor house once stood at Blickling and is believed to have been the birthplace of Anne Boleyn. Her great-grandfather, Sir Geoffrey Boleyn, bought the estate from Sir John Fastolfe in 1452. The famous red brick mansion was built by Sir Henry Hobart after he bought the estate in 1616, and it was designed by Robert Liminge, who also built Hatfield House. The renowned Long Gallery was turned into a library in the 1740s to house the collection of the scholar Sir Richard Ellis. And it is a book from the collection that is the centrepiece of Blickling's Christmas celebrations this year. The estate passed to the Kerr family in the 1840s, and it's thanks to the 11th Marquess of Lothian, Philip Kerr, that so many historic houses are preserved and open for the public to enjoy today, because he spearheaded the National Trust Act of 1937 and the creation of the Country Houses Scheme, which enabled the first large-scale transfer of mansion houses to the Trust in lieu of death duties. Like many historic houses, Fellbrigg Hall was built in stages over centuries, starting in Tudor times when the estate had passed from the Fellbrigg family to the Wyndhams. In the 1620s, Sir John Wyndham and his son, Thomas, built the south front out of the remains of an early Tudor building, and they also changed the spelling of their surname from Somerset's Wyndham with a Y to Norfolk's Wyndham with an I. The West Wing was built by William Wyndham I in the 1680s, and the famous Orangery was built by his son, Ash, in 1707. In 1863, after William Frederick Wyndham fell into debt, the estate was sold to the Norwich merchant John Ketton. The last owner was Robert Wyndham Ketton Cremer, known as the Squire. He never married and devoted his life to preserving Fellbrigg, bequeathing it to the National Trust in 1969. In the west of the county, near Swaffham, the moated Oxborough Hall was completed in 1482 for Sir Edmund Beddingfield, and the Beddingfields have lived there ever since. The Catholic family's fortunes flourished until Elizabeth I came to the throne, and the family refused to change their faith after the Reformation. During the Civil War, Sir Henry Beddingfield was imprisoned at the Tower of London. One of his sons was shot, and the hall was ransacked, with their property sold back to them at an inflated price. Their fortunes didn't stabilise until the late 18th century. All three estates are lovely locations for a winter walk to blow away the cobwebs, with beautiful parkland to explore. And the run-up to Christmas promises to be extra special, with an array of memory-making festive events on offer. So first of all to the Blickling Estate and Journey Through the Stars. Inspired by the conservation of a star atlas by Andreas Salerius from the Long Gallery Library, explore star-filled rooms and wonder at the skies above as you explore the story of the masterpiece of Dutch map-making. The route through the house will take in the ground floor, basement, kitchen and some of the first floor showrooms. Saturday, November the 30th, Sunday, January the 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The house is open from 11 a.m, last entry to 30 p.m, closed December 24th and 25th. The usual admission prices apply. Garden of Lights. The garden will be lit up with colourful displays and illuminations, taking visitors on a journey through the seasons on a new, accessible, level route. Step into summer in the walled garden, autumn on the parade, winter on the acre, and the brightness of spring up at the temple. All the seasons will be featured on the parterre, where there will be family activities on offer. Felbrigg Hall, Gardens and Estate. Wildwood Hall, The Search for Red. Explore an indoor trail around the ground floor of Felbrigg's 17th century house, filled with imaginative decorations, animal illustrations and soundscapes recorded on the estate by Wildwood Hall. Follow in the paw prints of two young wolves on a quest to find their pack's matriarch, Red. After journeying through a wonderland filled with scenes including a mirror ball tree, a glittering fungi feast, and frosty mountains, the young wolves discover their leader in a secret den, caring for a new litter of pup playmates. Families can enjoy craft activities, and a quiet breakout space will be available for those with additional sensory needs. Selected dates from Friday, November the 22nd to Monday, December the 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, last entry 2:30 p.m. Carols in the Courtyard. Join in a Felbrigg Christmas tradition, carols accompanied by Cromer and Sheringham Brass Band. Sunday, December the 15th, 2:30 p.m. Booking is not required, but early arrival is advised due to the event's popularity. And now to the Oxburgh Estate and storytelling with Father Christmas. Join Father Christmas and settle in for a Yuletide tale in Oxburgh's festive second-hand bookshop. After the story, Father Christmas will have a small gift for youngsters to take home. Selected dates from Saturday, November the 23rd to Sunday, December the 22nd. There are British Sign Language interpreted sessions at 1 p.m. on December the 14th and 15th. Tickets cost £6.50 per child and don't include general admission. 12 Days of Christmas Family Trail. Based on the popular festive song, the Christmas Trail will include sensory and tactile elements with family activities to join in with both inside the hall and outdoors in the grounds, Saturday, November the 23rd to Sunday, January the 5th. Family crafts in the gun room. Get creative and join in with a choice of simple family Christmas crafts, Saturday, November the 23rd until Sunday, January the 5th. Christmas SEN opening. A session aimed at those living or caring for someone on the autism spectrum, neurodivergent individuals, or those who have any other sensory needs. The hall will open an hour earlier, and there will be a lowered visitor capacity, raised light levels, and a reduction in loud noises. Friday, November the 29th, and Saturday, December the 14th. Now, all this information is correct at the moment, but check the property's websites or social media before setting off, and some activities require advanced booking.